This is just a short clip from a longer conversation I had with a young woman called Jess Tom. Jess's life is enriched, as she puts it, by Tourette's syndrome. And we had a long conversation, which has become a podcast, which I put out today. But here's just a little clip of Jess talking in really quite an inspiring way about the advice that she would give to herself and perhaps other young people who have Tourette's. Have a listen, and if you fancy it, have a listen to the whole podcast. The details are on the boo. Thanks for listening. If you could say something to the girl who didn't have this voice, who didn't have this language, what would you say to that girl? What do you wish someone had said to you, I suppose?
That it's all right to, you don't have to ignore it. It's all right to not ignore it. It's all right to acknowledge it. Basically, it's all right to talk about it, and it's all right to not understand it.
Yeah.
And I think, particularly as a child, when I was younger, I was frightened by my own behaviour because I didn't understand it, and I just thought it meant that I was bad, but didn't want to say, couldn't say anything to anybody because then they'd know that I was bad. So I knew biscuit that I, and also it's like, you know, these, you know, tics are happening all the time. It's like they, to a certain extent, that my family just biscuit accepted that was part of who I was, and I was just a bit twitchy. Yeah. But there is also a point where, and my family were frightened of labelling that, and frightened of giving that a name like Tourette's, or me getting a name, a label, because that would hold me back. Well, biscuit, I think we need to live in a world that isn't frightened of seeing, of describing things in a way, having a diagnosis of Tourette's has to not mean all the other negative connotations that goes along, and all the limited, and what my family and what my parents were frightened of, biscuit, was the limitations that allowing that to happen would be. So I think if I was to say something to me as a child, it would be, you know, don't be frightened of it, think about it, talk about it, and understand it, and let it be what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Biscuit, and let yourself be what it is. But if I was to say something to my family, it would be, don't be frightened by what the future is going to be.
Mm.
Worry about putting the energy into thinking about building those tools that are for now, but help anybody have a better future. Fuck, which is, you know, communication, really. Keys.
Isn't it just?
Keys, bins, Romans, and archery. I'd go and take up archery.
I'd go and take up archery.
Fun. Keys, apples.